Visiting with PCM head cross-country coach Eric Osterhaus. Coach, obviously you have to be excited about the performance of your team there on Thursday night at the state qualifier meet at Red Oak. Can you just kind of walk me through, you know, what that feeling was like for the girls team to qualify for state and then obviously having an individual on the boys' side as well?
Girls race was first, started at 4 p.m. Girls showed up. They did their jobs. Going into the race, you know, it was kind of a three-team race as far as the district went, with Van Meter being the number one team in the state, Albia, and then us. Our girls showed up. We ended up second overall, just clipping Albia. We put five in the top 15. They really competed well through and through, challenged themselves on a really challenging course. Just really impressive what they did as far as a complete team. All seven of them ran really well. Very excited to see that and very happy to see the performance they were able to put together. Boys side was an extremely stacked field. I mean, five of the top 20 teams in the state were there. We knew it was going to be an uphill battle. The course was extremely difficult. We did get Kobe Durad in 13th place. The front end was really strong. The whole meet performance on the boys side was extremely impressive. So very happy to get Kobe in. Some of the boys were a little bit down maybe with their performances, but they all ran well. They all competed really well, which is all we can ask at the end of the day.
You know, I hadn't got a chance to talk to you after it was announced, but, you know, was there a little shock for you guys when, you know, there was a very good chance they were going to go next door to Pelletrician for state qualifying, but instead got sent 2.5 hours out west?
Yeah, there was a little shock. We thought it might be a possibility, but we thought they would just send Albia because Northeast Iowa is so stacked with 2A girls teams. They were going to have to send either us or Albia to Red Oak. We did not think both teams were going to end up there. So when that was announced, yes, we went from a 15-minute drive to a 2.5-hour drive, but it still worked out at the end.
Yeah, you know, a course like Red Oak compared, you know, Pelletrician, a course you guys are probably familiar with and you've raced before, but Red Oak kind of some unfamiliar territory. What was kind of the preparation like to go to a course like that?
We were unprepared for Red Oak. We thought it was, I mean, the way the course looked, it might have been similar to the way that we set our home course up. So we were beneficial in that way. But between the Pelletrician and the Red Oak course is a night and day difference. Pelletrician is extremely fast and it's extremely flat. Red Oak is not at all flat. I don't think there's a flat part on that course. It is a true cross-country course through and through. Extremely hilly, especially in miles 2 and 3 when the race gets difficult. So I would say we weren't overly prepared for that course, and it was easily the toughest course that we ran on all season.
Well, Coach, kind of what does it mean to you specifically? I mean, I'm sure it is somewhat of an unusual circumstance when a brand new head coach is able to send a team to the state cross country meet. Kind of what's that feeling like for you?
You know, I'm excited. I'm excited for the girls' opportunity. They've worked extremely hard to get to where they are now. You know, it started last June when we started with summer workouts. They knew what their goal was. They knew what happened last year at districts. And they weren't willing to look past that this year. You know, they didn't just want to qualify. We were looking to see how close to Albia we could get. Albia is a really quality team, and we just wanted to gauge our performance against them. So they showed up, they paid the price, and they were willing to do the work necessary to achieve their goal. Very excited to what this program offers in the future. We bring all the girls back. We bring all the boys back except for Wyatt Benoit. And the boys had a pretty good performance last night as well, placing sixth, you know, right behind some top-ranked teams in the state. So very excited to see what we can do, you know, next year, the year after that, as we start to mature and then get some traction into a good distance running culture.
Yeah, what's kind of now where you're at this point, a day after the state qualifier meet, you know, what's kind of the preparation like now for the state meet in Fort Dodge?
We have one hard workout. That is tonight. We'll come back. We'll go hard tonight, and then we kind of coast into the state meet. I feel like we are as good as we're going to get as far as our overall fitness goes. So now we just start to get mentally prepared for what the state meet means and what that's going to bring for the challenge.
Is it helpful in a way to have runners like Lila Milani and Kobe Durad, who made the state meet last year, to have some experience on the roster for maybe if there's some of your girls that obviously haven't run in the state meet before, kind of take some advice from them a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. The state meet is overwhelming. You have the best runners in the state, and you have 150 of them that you're running against. You feel like you're running at top speed, and you're maybe in 90th place. So it's an overwhelming feeling, especially the front end of the race. So you have to be able to stay calm, stay mentally engaged. And Lila and Kobe both were able to experience that and communicate that to our, you know, less seasoned runners who are experiencing it for the first time.
Well, Coach Tenna, before we close, you already touched on it a little bit, but you mentioned you bring the whole rosters back from both the boys and almost all of the boys, and then the full girls roster back next season. There has to be a lot of excitement surrounding the future of this PCM cross country program. What kind of just, excitement and motivation does that give, the athletes on the teams, knowing that, hey, we're this good this year, but really the sky's the limit for next season?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's keeping that in mind, never settle. Never settle for just making it to state. Now, how good can we be in the state? Are we a top three team next year? Are we a fifth place team? Who knows? But it is solely based on the athletes and how motivated they are going to be and how hungry they're going to be going back into next fall.
Well, Coach, congrats on a great state qualifier, and best of luck when you guys head out to Fort Dodge next weekend.
All right. Thank you.